The tube doors open and for once it is air that rushes down inside the carriage. Sweet and cold, it forces its way into my lungs, filling all available space. It's not even midday and I'm southbound on the Victoria line. As oxygen circulates its way around the vast and intricate network of my body, the figure of eight knot tied around my stomach relaxes, slightly. A single butterfly, escaped from the kaleidoscope, travels up the tunnel of my esophagus and alights through the light at the end. I'm grasping at my thoughts. To organize them through paragraphs and into bullet points, I try to sort those words. I'm on my way to break a heart. The butterflies dance to this and the doors shut. Now the air hangs, pressing down, compressing around, squeeze. The carriage rumbles on. It tightens again, the knot, tight, so tight I could throw up. I want to throw up. Let me throw up. Nothing will come, so I carry on retching. Knowing that I am wretched and the guilt wrenching my stomach screws deep into my intestine, the lights flash. I should still be at work. I should still be ringing the phones. I should still be booking in clients. And now I'm here, staring at the red, white and blue hide your dirt swirls some genius invented to cover the filth of the underground. Does he have a pattern for me as well? Can he hide my dirt as well? Or can they all see through the camouflage as well as I do now? I'd ask him for his advice, but advice is what got me here in the first place. Fresh air takes me there. My mind wanders back as the carriage pounds the tracks. I backtrack. Yesterday with my only true friend, a Wimbledon Sunday. I talk to him when my mind is mislaid. We are serving and returning the world and its ways, as two matchmates will do on sunny days when the point was dropped and the haze lifted. How far have I drifted? He says he's known a while and when it's dealt with I can stay at his until I can't any longer. We talk through what I need to do. What I should do. Do I want to? I head home. The knot makes its first loop. Butterfly emerges from cocoon. But she's still out. I wake up in the usual position, squeezed against the wall, guarding a bundle so small, clutching her tightly, and I jump away because I'm not meant to be here. I'm meant to be on a sofa somewhere, but knowing that at the end of the day this will never happen again, I snooze the alarm and grab hold of this moment one last time. And I'm cheating. I know what's happening and she's still in the dark. I could wake her now and get it done. I should.
This is Stockwell.
I could get off. I might get off. I should get off. You've always been a coward. Why stop now? Jump. I clutch the bar by the door until I lose feeling in my hand, barely stopping myself from falling flat onto the platform. The doors close. So close they move the hairs of my nose.
The next station is Brixton, where this train terminates.
The knot doesn't like that and moves from a figure of 8 to a 16, then straight to a 32 before the announcement can be finished. I'm beginning to think I am weak enough to tell her everything. Or that I'm strong enough. I'm not sure which one.
This is Brixton, where this train terminates. All change, please.
From the station to the flat is a flash. I control my breathing, but the butterflies want to be free now. They can't wait much longer. They drive me down the street and up the stairs, slam me through the doors of the block, carry me 3 floors up, force my hand with the lock, and the whole time I'm fighting them with every inch. I will do this. But I'll do it how I want, in my way, in my own time, when I say, I am sick, finally. A symmetrical yellow blob outside the front door, just a mouthful. Red flecks throughout, long and thin with a split in the middle. It looks like my tormentors. It flaps its wings at me. They get excited at the thought of freedom and now I push open the door, ready, sweat pouring, eyes bulging. I can't wait any longer. But she's in the bathroom. She's in the shower. She's clean. I'm not. I go to our bedroom. I wait. And wait. And wait. And
Unravel was written and performed by Alex Harvey. Editing, recording, and sound design by Cordelia Galloway. Additional sound effects from freesound.org. Music by Drops of H2O by Jay Lang. Directed and produced for Podium.me by Cordelia Galloway.